very nice article, and yeah, that was a few years ago, and we really enjoyed that.
How are you liking it? How's it holding up?
We love the sea. The sea has been fantastic, and it's holding up very well. We've put quite a few miles on it, about 60,000 now. So we had no complaints about the sea. It's been a great vehicle for us, and we just feel so blessed to have it, actually, and to be able to show people it whenever we tour around the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, you know, having a nice vintage unit where it's unique in its own way.
Exactly. You know, we always say that every year Stream is unique. Don't you think so?
Yeah, except for the 70s, Rob's reminding me.
Tim, I don't know.
Unique in their own special way.
I don't know if they're letting 70s trailers in that event.
No. We'll have to get a rundown of it.
Yeah, I forgot to ask Colin.
So, Adam, did you ever find out why they didn't put those in the full production? Did they do market research with that, or?
I think there was market research involved, yeah, and we are still hopeful that they will put the C in production. So we're crossing our fingers that one day everyone will be able to have the same experience that we have.
Yeah, very nice. Well, you were lucky to get that. That's for sure. And I'm glad you're able to enjoy it.
Now, how are you both doing? And it's unfortunate you couldn't be here with us today.
I'm doing well. It's a little bit of a drive for me to get out there, unfortunately. I'm not sure what Rob's excuse is.
Rob, what do you say?
I'm bash planning right now. I'm busy coordinating the bash and getting the farm set up for that here in a couple weeks. So.
Yeah, we're just learning about it. It sounds exciting. So it's coming together pretty well for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we've got, you know, good 80-plus trailers coming and, well, a few motorhomes too, but I think there's 5 motorhomes coming and the rest are trailers. So looking forward to it.
Good for you. You know, I'm really excited that that Rich and Brett really worked so hard to make this happen here. We were at the homecomings prior to this, and this has the same vibe, and everyone is real excited to be here, and it's just really nice. It's a really good feeling, and it's unfortunate you both couldn't be here, but we look forward to it. Hopefully we'll make one of your events as well. It's real nice when everyone, you know, gets together and we have that common interest, don't we, of air streaming and all the good stuff that comes along with it.
Yeah, that's what it's really about. Even if you're in a 70s trailer, right, Rob? Well, thanks, Adam.
You know, Tim, I kind of am thinking here that I know why you got a 2 5/16 ball now.
Why is that? So I can pull.
You wanted to be like the 70s.
That's right. That's right, man.
Yep.
See, they learned.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think you guys got to give the 70s a little bit more appreciation because Bill Lear did invent that 8-track that found its way into that trailer, right?
Yeah, there you go. He's got a point.
You know, come on. Let's at least give it, you know, a little shout out for the fidelity of the 70s trailers.
All right, Adam.
All right, so I finally said something that actually sounds intelligent, so I'm going to move on.
Go out while you're on top.
But I think. Exactly. But I thank you both for your time, and thanks for doing what you're doing, guys, because it's really a lot of fun. We really enjoy the podcast.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Take care.
Here's Colin.
Colin hasn't fallen asleep yet?
Of course not. I just had another sip of beer, if it makes you feel any better.
That's what I figured. He's off trying to find something to drink.
Okay, so we got some questions from our wonderful listeners out there in Aluma land.
Yeah. What about tow vehicles, Colin? Any cool tow vehicles?
Well, I've got a really nice 87 diesel Suburban here.
Is it blue? That one's famous.
Yeah, it's blue. Yep. No, I know. But there actually is a really nice other Suburban similar era, but I haven't seen any vintage tow vehicles, which I was really kind of hoping to see. But one thing is interesting, the gentleman that owns the restored Bolus, he has a Tatra, which, you know, I don't know much about them, but that's the 30s era car as well that was quite revolutionary of the day. So his plan is to get that.